Dirty boy, naughty boy, someone wants to come. But you can't, can you? Because you don't control your cock right now. Because you're not allowed to come right now. No matter how much you want to. No matter how much you need it. Your cock is bound up in chastity right now, isn't it, boy? All bound up. Been not allowed to play. It's funny, because you weren't even bad or anything this time. I just decided I didn't want you to come. And you're such a good boy, you're following along, aren't you? No matter how much it hurts, no matter how frustrating it gets, I want to make it even more frustrating. Because that's kind of just who I am. You don't mind, do you, baby? You don't mind me talking about my tits? Rubbing them and stroking them. Making my nipples nice and hard. Making you think about how the more aroused I get, the tighter my tits get. Tighter and harder as my nipples get smaller and perkier. As I just play with them and rub them in little circles, exciting myself. You know what I think would be really fun? I think I want to get off right now. And since I'm in charge, I think that's exactly what I'm gonna do. While you're sitting there, squirming, thinking about coming, completely unable to. Because you're completely in my power. Because your mind is mine. Your cock is mine. And really, baby, there's nothing you can do about it at this point. You belong to me. You simply have to suffer for my pleasure. Oh, but I do enjoy my pleasure. I mean, tits are nice, but I like to touch my entire body. I have such soft, white skin. Right now, it's a bit tan from being out naked in the sun all the time, and my boobs especially have a red flush because I was just running around in corsets for a while. But I just love the way they make me feel, how powerful. I love watching guys' eyes as I walk by, even girls. Just walk by and watching their eyes just flick to my tits and just happy and perky and fucking huge out of my corset. I love running my hands down my skin, down my sides, across my belly, across my hips, and then touching my private place. It's kind of like your private place, except I'm allowed to touch mine, allowed to stroke it, allowed to play with it. I bet if I was touching and stroking yours right now, you'd be leaking. That's okay, baby. I'm leaking enough right now for the both of us. I'm just nice and wet and excited thinking about your poor little cock in chastity. Your poor cock that wants nothing more to be stroked and played with until you come and explode and erupt. Oh, that release. But you can't, can you? You're nice and frustrated, my little slut, my little slave. Waiting for permission, waiting to be allowed. I could alleviate that if I wanted to, but I don't. Do you want me to take you out of chastity and let you come? You could beg for it if you want. Just really Let yourself go. Touch the tip. Come on, baby. Do it. Touch the tip of your cock for me right now. Just the tip, nothing else. Think about how much you want to come. Think about what you would be willing to do, willing to give up, the trials and tortures you'd put up with just to get that lovely orgasmic release, to burst and let all of that pleasure that's been building up just go. Oh, thinking about you this way is building me up. As my fingers are playing with my clit, just rubbing in circles, rubbing harder, rubbing faster. I get wet so easy. I guess I'm a horny little slut too. The difference is I get to come whenever I want. The difference is I can do whatever I want. You, though, you have to suffer. You have to take it, no matter how much you want it. You wanna come, baby? Well, you can't. I don't want you to. I want you to be hard and throbbing and suffering and oh so frustrated. I want you so frustrated. You can't think about anything else, baby. You're my dirty little slut, and I want you to fucking suffer while I get off to that suffering, while I touch myself. I'm so wet now, I can smell it. I can smell how aroused I am. I'll tell you a dirty little secret. I really love the way I smell sometimes. That musky scent, it just smells like sex. And my vagina is not like some guy's dick and balls. It doesn't smell gross. It smells really good, actually. It just smells like sex, and just the smell of it could probably make you horny. If I were to lower myself over your face, you could probably smell it through my panties, just how excited I am at what I'm doing to you. And then I just know that it would get you excited, too. As I rub myself faster, harder, thinking about you not getting off. Oh, knowing that I'm gonna get off. Sorry, baby. You're just gonna have to go back to being frustrated.